Something a little different for your ears here. This is an audio collage produced in 1993 by myself. I kind of like to let it stand for itself as opposed to getting into deep explanations as to the who's, whys, and where's of it. I used to do a lot of this stuff, and hopefully, take it viscerally. Enjoy it. Listen up. This is the first half. It's called Follow the Program. Overall, it's a little less than an hour long, so this is the first half of Follow the Program.
Is that so?
Yes, that's so.
I'm one of America's great Americans. I am here to make a citizen's arrest.
If thy revengeful heart cannot forgive, lo, here I lend thee the sharp-pointed sword, which if thou please to hide in this true bosom...
Wake up, the bad neck.
We'll just put some ice in our cooler and...
Let me tell you this, baby! The man enjoys the feeling of pain! He likes to have pain inflicted upon himself!
A little irresponsible, but my gosh, you gotta reach my age practically before you have real good common sense.
I'm having trouble.
Oh, Jane?
What do we
You gotta hum into
Going?
It. You gotta hum into that
hum
thing.
Hum
buddy.
Into it.
Get out.
In that order.
Repairing tanks on the field is vital to holding newly won positions gained by our victorious armies. Vital to the men who are marching ahead through town after town in the European theater of war.
Indeed you are. Let me see.
You little son of a bitch, I'll kick you right there.
But listen to this, okay?
Now that's enough.
Con man was slightly injured by flying glass.
Oh me, oh my, oh you. I don't know what to do.
I think that fellow sitting over there in the corner was on one of them.
That's the one.
Yeah, that's the one.
I hate fighting and clawing and stabbing like we've been doing. But is there any reason why I should give in like some little rabbit?
Either that or I'm a distant descendant of Caligula himself. Who knows?
Number 9135.
I'm the only star that twinkles on Broadway.
What's more, it gives longer life, as proved by tests conducted according to accepted life cycle standards.
You mean that? You mean that? You mean that, Harlow?
To prevent shedding and flaking.
Without the use of power tools.
T'was I that killed your husband.
We have some very important people here this afternoon.
Tell me, what is your attitude about worms?
Sensory nerve that goes to the pulmonary artery and to the medulla of the brain cannot be hurt, will not register pain.
He's taken over now, again, now, again. We're about to...
Uncle Fletcher, did you ever witness such goings on?
What?
This terrible fight that's going on.
Besides, you're nice. You're nice. I like you. I sure think I can trust you.
Sure you can.
Tell me about the first time you met a cassette.
It was pre-cassette, and there were still the little 3-inch reel-to-reels.
Let's make them happy, huh? Where are you?
You ought to be down on Broadway.
You sure pepped me up. Please, Nat, give me the routine. Make me mad, real mad.
Charlie, you're a friend of mine. For friends, I haven't got a routine.
You always got a routine, Nat.
And our people are first-rate professionals and technicians.
I got really irritated. I thought, you fool, why don't you do it?
Quiet. I'm not talking.
I say, I certainly am the foolish girl.
You've come in here to kill me. You got a gun, you stand there, the gun's pointing at my head. Everything's just dandy, you're gonna kill me.
Turn your lights low and your radio up.
Keith, and from the time I was able to talk, we were making some form of tapes or other. It's kind of built from there.
I guess we have exhausted the fun for the moment.
All his fights were held in secret.
In secret? I don't get it.
Let me just say this. First of all, I appreciate the fans and my friends. I heard Monsoon's...
This dialogue is beginning to exhaust the various brain cells, right? Remember.
And I may throw up any minute now.
I know it tastes awful, honey, but it's medicine.
It doesn't make me well.
We both would have been in serious trouble.
Run away. Run away. Run away.
Run away, run away from reality.
War.
War. War.
War.
Run away.
Now I am a Broadway star, all right.
Watch out, it's hot.
Makes sense. Who wants cold coffee?
Get.
and I thought that the best way to express my opinion of Don Rickles would be to say, fuck Don Rickles.
Poncho has agreed with me that he'll lose this next fight if I give him the word.
We started sending tapes to each other and making comments and taking little bits of talk radio or little bits of this and that. Well, is this physical cutting of the tape or...
Open your mouth.
I've been thinking it ever so long.
Yeah. Big man in a trench coat, and he held a gun pointed right at my chest.
Oh. You just rinsed with clear water?
Oh. I had a chunk of peanut brittle I carried around in my overall pocket a couple of months last winter, but she turned sour on me.
Well.
There it goes, folks.
Now, I like to say why I feel this way.
I like working with you, sir. Why, up here, it's almost as if we were out of this world.
I kept handing him money, praying someone would get to the alarm. Come on, grab my briefcase, stuffed it with the rest of the money from the cash drawer. Tens, twenties, hundreds. It was a matter of seconds while the hysteria kept everyone else too busy to notice.
You begin to imagine 1,050 pounds goes on to say that she used to eat like 15,000 calories a day.
Who injured him 2 years ago and caused him to lose the title.
A pause button where you can control the tape flow as opposed to the soft touch pause buttons. A pause button where you pause buttons. A pause button where you touch pause buttons.
We agreed I'd give him twice that if he loses.
Out of the world. I wanted to be out of the world. Hide. Until it's over. Yes, why not? Why not?
What are you going all the way up there for, Prentice?
Oh, you fellas just hang onto your chairs and wait 5 seconds. You'll see a battle that is a battle.
Here is the story of Lieutenant John of the 228th Tank Retrieving Company, as reported from Allied Force Headquarters overseas, to rescue ripped open tanks, trucks, and jeeps.
The guy looked like, well, officer, he had on a trench coat and a hat.
What color was the hat? What color the coat?
Well, the coat was tan, I think. The hat green or gray.
Did you get a good look at his face?
All the audience began to weep and sigh.
If I had a gun last night, I'd have shot that old fart in front of me.
I'll stand in the goddamn alley with a brick one night, and I'll dislocate his head.
This was the acme of success.
So that's what happens.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's going to be tough. We'll see what happens.
Mary?
Yes, ma'am.
What's going on out there?
Nothing.
Yeah, someone's always got hurt in there quite easily.
Obnoxiously egotistical. Obnoxiously egotistical. Sadistic.
Oh, no, Stan. Have you got that kind of money?
On a sure thing like this.
Hmm. What? Louder? Closer? Bigger?
Bigger. Better.
Bigger. I'm cutting out my part entirely. It's...
He threw up his hands and fainted dead away.
So she pounced, and I pounced right back.
Hey, Lieutenant.
Yes, Sergeant.
What's that up ahead of us? Where? Just off the side of the road, straight ahead of us, here.
Oh, well, he cleaned me out. I'm sorry, Mr. McPherson.
Can't be helped. Certainly nothing for you to worry about.
Whatever that name of that... Elvis Baby does the hanky-panky.
Just remember the words. Remember the words of Abraham Lincoln, who once said to his colored servant, stop that goddamn tap dancing and give me back my high hat.
In times like these, certainly there's more productive work that you could do.
I'm not interested in your opinions. I'll do what I please. You hear me? Do what I please.
Do what I please.
Yes, sir. Everything's ready, sir.
I was going to go at this with a razor blade. I don't care about my part at all.
Oh. So glad it was.
I was going to mix it up with your collages.
Oh, okay. That'll work. Work. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. That'll work.
Good show so far because I've been great. That's why it's a good show.
Number 9142.
There was a young lady in Pillar, fell in love with a bow-legged fella. His pussy young chap made her sit in his lap, but she fell straight through into the pillar.
Tiny.
Miss Trogle's shoe size.
Miss Trogle's shoe size.
Things with W sound good.
Work late and hard. That was the answer to everything.
I warned him, and this is it. When I see him, I'm going to beat his brains out.
Relax. Take it easy. You beat him up once. Let it go at that.
It's with extreme cruelty. Sent to you a chap who has really come a long way in our business. I'm not kidding.
Okay,
So tell me about the pause button.
Another deck, and I feed stuff into it. Repeat or part of a line. I like to repeat. Repeating words a lot.
The stutter
effect.
Have you got to go away, Mom?
Dr. Sam says you must have your rest, Carol Sue.
I just rest all the time.
I know, dear.
While they bombed and burned, I'd developed the largest rose the world had ever known.
And that's all. It's just very simple-minded radio for very simple-minded people.
She'll come over. I know she'll come over. Because we left the fight completely up in the air. Unfinished and undecisive.
At the front door stood two policemen. They'd stopped one of the tellers and were questioning him.
My plan. Why did it go wrong? Claire, why did it go wrong? Claire... Dead. You're dead. They killed you.
And if Will Rogers would have met you, he'd have punched you in the mouth.
Who are these people, Mary? I don't know. Why should they stop outside? What did they want?
I don't know.
Mary. No reason to become stern.
At least a stern admonishment.
And you really want that.
Never let this little thing get something that, I guess maybe of all time, really in 2014.
Nothing is your fault. It's always someone else's fault, preferably liberals.
Why did it go wrong?
Max, slow down.
Hold it, mister.
What's the matter?
Just checking. No packages, huh?
No.
Okay, good night.
Well, what's on them, stars or swastikas?
Jones was the son of a brewer. Saw Doyle and he thought that he knew her. He lifted his hat and she hit him a bat and he lit on his ear in the sewer.
You don't know them. Oh, please get away from the window.
Mary, why? Now?
Oh, I've warned you.
It's just what feels good.
It's a lot of yakking. I hope you guys can tolerate it.
Because he's under 23, he's just going to fall by the wayside.
Want to see a terrible, terrible battle, Uncle Fletcher?
Sure.
Mr. Farley, I forgot your briefcase. You wouldn't have had any hot coffee in the morning. Hot coffee in the morning.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Graves.
There was a young girl from Pawtucket, had a bustle as big as a bucket. She delivered oats and some tough billy goats, he played up behind her and puppy.
I thought it was awful big thing, but it wasn't hard to get on then like it is now. They're hunting talent just like,
Bizarro.
Ah, this is wonderful. And have we got something bizarre for you?
Would you agree with me that emotional instability or mental disturbances, perhaps of various kinds, do tend to show up in handwriting?
I'm so tired.
You must keep working. The only salvation is to work.
What's salvation got to do with roses?
Don't be impertinent. Do your work.
I always heard, Mommy. It doesn't make any difference.
Your briefcase?
Yeah, why?
What's in it?
An empty thermos.
Better have a look.
This officer wants to check my briefcase.
Your briefcase? Oh, don't be ridiculous, Sergeant. I'll vouch for Mr. Farley.
Get down, Mrs. Charles. Get down on the floor. You'll be hurt. But Mary... Oh, please. Mrs. Charles, just pray that they don't come in here.
This, yeah. What is that? Somebody's got to pay for it. The money comes from somewhere. More people take more tests.
I was living in the streets of Beverly for months. Then when she had that stroke, she ran up about close to a $200,000 bill in the hospital.
The winner in a battle royal.
Looks like it may be a trap.
Yeah. I thought of that myself.
You see, some expert has just burst into print with a statement that radio audiences listen with only half their minds and consequently have only a vague idea of what they hear.
How wonderful. Yes, indeed. Especially for me.
I'm going to have that on when the phone's on hold.
Absolutely.
And I could be wrong.
The person who's singing this is known by several different names. If you can come up with any of them.
Oh, I know the ones done.
Well, I think we've had enough of a clue there.
Do you listen regularly to this program, sir?
Dr. Sam says you mustn't get excited, don't you?
I wouldn't
get started,
Mommy.
I have to do what Dr. Sam says,
Carol. And I don't fool around too much because I'm married, but I was in Vegas by myself, and I met this lovely hooker.
Either you're uncommonly lucky, you certainly are an expert on cockfights.
I think they need to revise the system, the arms industry and stuff like that.
The number 9149.
most white folks have guns because they're afraid of you coming into their house and trying to date their daughter.
It's almost Dadaism.
Because the music has a lot of the same materials as the collage.
Oh, yeah.
The repeated words, and it's got something like words as notes. I mean,
and I'm a little sensitive about my weight. And the first thing he said, we have a baby hippo here.
It's just that I'm all mixed up. These roses, it doesn't make sense.
But now I ask them, why did it go wrong?
Thursday.
Thursday?
That'll be the most horrible fight you ever saw.
Sandy.
I know, dear.
He just stands there by the window, and he never said anything to me.
Of course, dear.
I said, well, I throw the hormones.
Go away. Can't you see that I'm working?
Yes, sir.
Yes. I remember. Friday.
Number 9152.
I'm old, but I'm awfully tough.
Is that Elvis? Is that Elvis?
Very much.
Yeah. I go to the get to the fights whenever I can.
I am very sorry about what happened tonight. Crowd is gone now. I'll do my best to see that it never happens again.
Can't trust you. Can't trust anybody. Oh, that's all I wanted to say. See you in the morning.
Yes, sir.
To put it mildly, I was, you know, destroyed. And even the hooker wouldn't take money from me.
Absolutely. Then I realized, here I am making tapes anyways, and I have all these tapes with all these sounds on them.
I'm a jolly old fellow from way back in New England.
Where is he now?
He goes away whenever you come in.
Maybe I will undertake to win that $75 back from you.
And I thought about this for a long time, and I wondered, why did he do that to me? Because I really wanted that hooker.
Do you mind stepping up to the microphone just a second, sir?
And we would be very remiss if we didn't mention that.
I made it. A briefcase full of money, and for a bonus, can't trust you, can't trust anybody. I went up the steps of my apartment.
What are you doing walking out here in the dark?
It's a lovely night.
Romantic at your age.
I just like the night.
You women.
But since then I found that there are people who can withstand it.
The thing that I noticed is you're using the speech fragments, they're pitched. I mean, you're really using them as pieces of music.
Mm-hmm.
A crazy quilt of money. I counted it. $28,311.
Must have been a frightful experience for you on your first day here. Our people may appear civilized enough, but in many ways we're a very primitive community.
Sandy.
I expect I really ought to push the furniture back against the wall.
Huh? I will never forget Larry Wayne from Dismal Seepage, Ohio, that founded the city of Blue Grove, Minnesota, and named every street in it Alvira Jordal. All the streets were named Alvira Jordal? Everyone. I should think the inhabitants would get confused. They did get confused. It was an awful mess. Oh.
The most extraordinary event he's ever faced. Most extraordinary match he's ever been in.
Hoagie Carmichael.
Hoagie Carmichael.
Okay, 292.
Lieutenant, look.
What's up?
German troops coming up from the other side of the hill.
Great Scott.
What's your order, sir?
They're marching on foot. Infantrymen. I don't see any mechanized troops, do you?
No, sir. They're just marching.
And I said, I could always lose this weight. But what is that ugly bastard going to do with that face he's got?
Oh, Harry, this is the fighter you were telling us about.
Discovered him yourself, I understand.
Yeah, that's right, General.
Yeah, what's his name was great, though.
What's his name?
The old guy that was drinking that milk the whole time.
Crazy, walking around in the dark. What's the matter with you? Can't you walk? What's the matter? What are you talking about?
It's so slippery around here.
Don't talk foolishness.
Somebody was knocking at my door. I shoveled the money back into the briefcase and put it under the bed.
Then I think he makes a very good point when he says that the soft, creamy foods we eat don't give our gums enough work to do.
Number 9162.
Larry Wayne ended up by marrying a woman 36 years old.
How old was he?
Larry was also 36.
Just you wait.
The low culture, the pop culture stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like listening to the audio collage, it was hard. Because it's interesting as collage,
mm-hmm.
interesting as stuff that people are saying, but it's the content is frightening. Those people are crazy.
If I had a head like yours, I'd have it circumcised. I'll tell you that.
White folks are in a far better position to write bad checks. They're in a far better position to embezzle, far better position to sell phony stock.
Why should those people who hardly know me do a thing like this?
Well, didn't David tell you?
All the munitions people don't have wives or families. They all just sit around together.
In smoke-filled rooms.
Drinking and just planning the next war
what
so they
about,
can
what
make...
What about all those Nazis, though, what they do?
Charles, stop grabbing.
Worms.
What?
Can't you see? Just ordinary earthworms. Night crawlers. We just walked over a few of them.
Hoagie Carmichael.
Mm. I have to actually reach back here and do this.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Fascinating rhythm. You got me on the go. As you make it, the neighbors want to know why I'm all shaking just like a pepper.
Oh, it's catchy. I like that.
Yeah, well,
it's
to you, anything is catchy. Yeah, it's definitely infectious. Good morning. You're on the air. Hi.
One of the few guys that really makes me laugh outside of Ed Sullivan.
I guess that just about covers everything.
Any necessity for screaming in my ear, are they, Sadie?
Here we go. Snarling cats in the barrel. This is going to be a terrible fight. Just a terrible fight.
Well, what are we waiting for? We just wasted 15 seconds talking.
Now, you women with your fears and your squeamishness. Walk on a few worms and you make more noise and more fuss.
Manny, come on in. Come on. I could use a drink. I'll get some glasses. Make yourself comfortable.
Mr. Prentice, where will I throw the extra hormone solution?
Saturday. And then the night.
Well, the Americans got us in the war.
In closing, I'd like to leave you with two words. One's a verb, the other's a pronoun.
I've always been fascinated by talk radio.
Says, dear Easy 92 FM, God bless you for the beautiful radio I won at your recent senior citizens luncheon.
That infernal boy, where is he? Have you seen him?
He's not in the house.
But I told him not to go out. I told him only an hour ago he's got to work all night. But
I don't know.
Don't know what, Kelsey?
What he looks like.
He's fighting for the first time next Thursday. You've heard of Kid Burke.
Oh, sure, he's a good bunch of hair.
Well, I understand Burke's pretty good. I've gotten him to come over and go a few rounds with young Pancho. I'm making up a purse for the winner.
It's so sweet and flimsy and fragile, though. I hope you never caught cold coming over here.
I never catch cold.
At the end of an hour of playing, the solemn old judge asked Uncle Jimmy Thompson if he was tired. I just won an 8-day fiddling contest in Dallas, Texas, and here's my blue ribbon to prove it. The old-time fiddler continued fiddling.
What are you going to do with all that money?
What?
That money you put in your briefcase.
Well, perhaps he'll tell you what you want to know when he returns.
Why can't you tell me?
Wake up.
Oh, where?
You're on the couch. You fell asleep on the couch. Charles, get up right away.
What's the matter with you? Why should I get up? What difference does it make?
Listen to me, please.
Well, whatever the reason is, we're very indebted to you, sir.
My roommate is 95 and always had her own radio, but would never let me listen to it.
Yeah, I have. I haven't had as much opportunity as I'd like to, but yeah, that's the way it goes.
Very good, kid. I want it to you. Very, very good, and I like those nice things you said about this nice fella here.
What are you going to do with it?
You out of your mind?
I saw you. If you haven't figured out what you're going to do with the money, I could sure use some of it.
This is the most terrible fight I ever saw.
Them people weren't after you, ma'am. They were after the man you married.
Why didn't you wake me up? Why did you let me sleep?
Well, I mean, I don't really see him. He's always there by the window, and when I look real hard...
Just another little drop, dear.
Look real hard. I don't see him.
Well, that was our mistake, as we were right near an ammunition dump. We started to go to sleep when washing machine Charlie came over. That's the Jap plane.
Yeah, we had an Anzio Express.
Well, he dropped an egg.
Well, I did want to deliver a few words. Fuck you.
bald-headed bastard.
Ed, I certainly enjoyed your speech. You have a great delivery. It should be on the back of a truck.
Repeat stuff over and over and over and over again. Once she establishes a fact, she has to, like, hammer it into you over and over again.
He was asking for half of a lifetime, and I couldn't spare it.
You say, Mr. Farley?
No.
You know, people form opinions about others through a lot of little things.
But this is the biggest thing you've had on the program this year.
Girls, young girls, four of them were found on lonely roads, stabbed to death. Homicidal maniac, that's what the state police officer said.
Right. Could be real. It could be real. Stranger things have happened.
I mean, one of the things that's frightening about it is how little people are willing to say, but you seem to revel in it.
Yeah.
Can't you see? Some crazy, drunken fool plowed up the ground.
But during the night? Charles, how could that be?
You believe what you see, don't you? It's that boy.
What?
Why, you'd have run me through with that great shining sword, Michael, if I'd not spoken.
Cheers.
Cheers.
You're too young to drink anyway.
She was packing.
But
they had cake and they had pizza. I've been here for 5 years.
A thing on the program we don't need. Stuff I don't mind, but not a thing.
Nobody seems to be able to stand up and say anything of substance about the human being, the individual.
Those, no, that ain't no beef kebab either.
Number 9207.
All right, don't fight back. I'm not choosing.
Bart Collis, if you hit him again, I'll turn you into the cops, so help me.
Are you growing a little proud, a little vainglorious in your old age?
And went crazy, found the plow, tore up the ground, and ran away. Went out of his mind, that's it.
I was just amused at the idea, that's all.
It's a story, but it's a dangerous business.
Something like that.
Tell you, it's a record we're all mighty proud of.
With a hint of unpleasant scalp odor about it, it's careless.
Hi, is that Nervous Norvis?
Not Nervous Norvis.
No, there's an interesting guy.
Yeah,
I'm one of his very close friends.
I went back to my work Sunday night.
That's one reason I hate him so much.
How old are you now?
14.
You're almost as old as your father.
Oh, my.
I believe you are as old as your father.
Oh, no, I will not say his name. I know the law, and his name is forgotten amongst us.
The number 9222.
Yes, I did, and I'm not sorry.
It's gaudy, unusual wallpaper, but...
Hold on, I want to go to Villamy's.
Oh, there's some good stuff here if you can find parking.
Is that Ukulele Ike? Good morning. Is that Ukulele Ike?
Yes.
Cricket?
Yep.
Okay. Within Washington, recalling how he was wounded while dashing across southern France.
If the handwriting was shaky...
Well, there are a lot of different things that...
Oh, you bet I did.
Now hold the phone, you two. Let's not get emotional. Better.
Yes, I am well. I am always well.
But he's in a hell of a lot better shape than you're in, or that you'll ever be in. The guy who chops wood.
Let's get it out in the open.
See, if the shopper's around, then the guy's around. They're usually there because in lunchtime, you know.
Goodness, that is old.
And gets just a trifle confused sometimes.
Are you out of your mind?
Yes, maybe I am.
What did you say?
Maybe I am crazy. All right, maybe I am.
And that's enough to make Smokey the Bear turn queer.
I got him over my shoulder and went out the back door to the alley.
Well, actually, I think he's been doing it a lot longer than that.
Wallpaper to fill your ears.
It's awfully noisy wallpaper.
Number 9238.
Through the sound of the marching feet.
He was tried right here, but they let him go. We didn't have enough evidence.
Smith,